is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a beautiful song today, one of my favorites, and wind down this week's installments in our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, Dr. Green discusses the doctrine of righteousness today, and of course, next week the series will continue for as many weeks to come. So tune in each and every day that you can. And don't forget to listen after the message to hear about our great offer containing three wonderful books that you'll enjoy. But right now, let's hear In the Garden, and then Dr. Green.
Now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we open thy word, as we look into thy word, as we read and study thy word. May thy will be done. May some soul be saved. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay. For Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Now, I read this verse on the last broadcast, and I'm reading it today simply as a part of the message, and I'm going to talk about other verses after I read it. Now, the gospel is the gospel of God's grace, the gospel of God's grace, and then, in the second place, the gospel is the gospel of God's power. And in the third place, the gospel is the gospel of God's glory. Now, the word gospel means good news, and I'm talking about doctrine and the Bible concerning salvation. So, the gospel of the grace of God the gospel of the power of God and the gospel of the glory of God are included, that is, I should say, the gospel singular, is included in the message of grace. Now, what do I mean by that? All right, in Acts 20:24. Now, as I said, I read this on the last broadcast in the series, but I'm using it today in a little different light. But none of these things move me, talking about the persecution and so forth. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, notice, he didn't say to testify of the gospel. He said to testify the gospel. To testify, to tell forth the gospel of the grace of God. All right, what is the gospel of the grace of God? What is the gospel of the grace of God? I have received a few letters, not many, but a few. And when I say a few letters, I mean a half a dozen. I don't mean 50 or 60 or 100. I received maybe a half a dozen, five or six letters, and they've said, Brother Green, you are preaching error. You're saying that all in the world one need do is to believe on Jesus and they'll go to heaven. No, I haven't said that. I've said if you believe from the heart, if you receive by faith the finished work of the Lamb of God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart and receive him as your personal Savior, depending upon his finished work, and that's all you can do. You cannot depend upon anything else. I said you're saved. And I said the grace of God that brings salvation teaches men, and the grace of God leads men into paths of righteousness. Now, when Paul said, I am sent to testify the grace of God, the ministry that I have received is to testify the gospel of the grace of God, then what testimony did he give? He said in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And I've said this, I guess, 200 or 300 times in the past. The hardest thing in this world for God's minister to do is to get people to stay out of it and let God do the miracle. In other words, you cannot save yourself. You can't help God save you. You can't add to God's salvation. All you do is receive God's salvation by faith. And God does the saving. God the Savior saves us for Jesus' sake. God saves us by grace, the grace that Jesus brought down to man. Now, the gospel of the grace of God is the gospel or the words or the announcement or the truth that tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And I've said so many times, you may give me a dime or $1,000. If you give me a dime, or if you give me $1,000, I get both gifts. I come into possession of both gifts. Both gifts become mine when I receive the dime. It's mine. If it's a dime, 10 pennies, I receive it. I'm 10 cents richer, you might say, or I am 10 cents better off. And if it's $1,000, I receive it, and I'm $1,000 better off. All right. But if it's a dime or $1,000 or $10,000 or $1,000,000, the only way that I can possess it is receive it from you, the giver. And if I never receive it, then it'll never become a gift to me. Now, God gave the gift to save the world, and I mean by that anyone, everyone, all, and some of you folks don't believe that. You believe some were elected, some were predestined, while others were not. I don't believe that. I don't believe God elected some folks to spend eternity in hell. I don't believe that. I believe God Almighty provided redemption for all, for whosoever will. And if you, regardless of who you are, where you are, if you'll receive Jesus by faith, and you say, how do I do that? Just receive Jesus by faith in the same way that you take medicine given to you by a doctor. You can't analyze a pill, but if a doctor gives you a capsule or a pill, you're sick, and he says, take it, you take it. You take it by faith. You believe what the doctor said. Now, the Bible tells me that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. I can't explain in the words of man's wisdom the miracle of the blood of Jesus Christ, but it works. It works. Yes, it works, because it worked in my heart, and it works in my heart, and it'll work in your heart. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll save you. Now, the gospel of the grace of God is the good news that God so loved, that God gave, God provided, God set forth, God sent his Son, and God saves us for Jesus' sake. In the second place, and I do want to get this particular message in today, the gospel of the grace of God is, or rather the gospel, is the gospel of the power of God. Not only is God a God of grace, but God is a God of power. Now, grace, as I've said this many times in the series, grace is unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. God bestowing upon us what we do not deserve. If we deserve it, it is not grace, it's merit. If I work 8 hours in your plant, if I work 8 hours in your filling station, if I work 8 hours in your field and you pay me, you haven't given me anything. That is, if I worked, I earned it. Now, grace is unearned, unmerited. It's God's free gift. So, the gospel goes even further than that. Now, Paul, writing to the believers in Rome, he said, I am debtor to the Greeks and the barbarians. This is in Romans 1:14. And he said, the wise and unwise, I'm debtor to everybody. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul said. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, the next verse. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The justified are justified by faith, and then when having been justified, the just live by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the gospel, the word of God. Now, the gospel is the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God, and the gospel of the power of God. So, I'm using a text in another series of sermons. I used a text in another series, but we preach Christ crucified, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Now, that's 1 Corinthians 1:23-24. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, that is, Christ crucified. So let's move back now to this. Paul said, I'm debtor. I'm in debt to the Greeks. That's the Gentile, the Jews and the Greeks and the barbarians and the wise and the unwise. Now he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel in Rome to the Gentiles in Rome. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Now, beloved, there must be power to perform, or there will be no performance, power. Grace cannot perform a miracle in your heart unless there is power in the grace. What do I mean by that? Well, where there is birth, there must be strength, and strength is power. Now, you can't born yourself into God's family any more than you born yourself into the human family. You are here in this world, and I'm here in this world because of the ability of our mother to give birth or to bring forth life through birth. Now, I thank God for my mother, and I'll never cease to honor mother. You should honor mother. Motherhood is honorable and should be honored. Now, some mothers are not what they ought to be, but nevertheless, motherhood is honorable. Jesus Christ is the one who borns us through the power of the gospel And he is the gospel. In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus was the Word of God in flesh. Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So Jesus is the one that borns us through the Word. Of course, the Holy Spirit is the attending physician. We're born of the Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. But you can't separate God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not three gods, one God, manifest in three persons, And the three persons of the Godhead work in cooperation one with another in redemption, in salvation. So it is the power of the gospel, the power of the gospel, the dynamite of the gospel, the force of the gospel that convicts and draws and moves and stirs and opens and reveals and then, praise God, borns us into the family of the Heavenly Father. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So there is your part, to everyone that believeth. Now you do not need to exert any energy. You don't need to move a finger, nor a toe, nor a foot, nor a leg, nor an arm, nor a lip. You believe from the heart. You don't need to say out loud, I believe. When you have believed in your heart, you will say out loud, I have believed. But you don't need to say anything to believe. It is with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and then with the mouth man confesses salvation. Yes, I believe in confessing. I believe in witnessing and testifying and giving testimony. Yes, I do. But you are not saved by the mouth or speaking, you are saved by believing. You can pray and beg and pray and beg and call and pray and beg and call and pray, but you'll never be saved until you believe in your heart. Now the gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20:24. The gospel of the power of God, Romans 1:16. Now we're going to talk about the gospel of the glory of God. The glory of God. You know, God of his own will provided salvation to the praise of his own glory. Now, God has a right to do what God wants to do, what God desires to do, and God can't do anything wrong. God is right and righteous, and God cannot do anything wrong. Whatever God does is right, and it can't be wrong. Now listen to what I'm going to read. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, that's the devil, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into their unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. The glorious gospel of Christ, or the gospel of the glory of Christ, or the gospel of the glorious Christ. He is a glorious Christ. Now, Peter said, we've never seen him. 1 Peter 1:8. We've never seen him. But we believe and we rejoice with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Now, writing to the believers in Rome, Paul said, for I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now he said, we groan in this body, we groan, we suffer. And he said to Timothy, if any man will live godly, he shall suffer persecution. But he said, I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. And then writing to the Ephesians, I quoted a moment ago, I'm turning now so I can read verbatim. I could quote it, but I might miss a word. Now listen, he said, We were wretched, miserable, ungodly children of wrath led around by the devil. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Hallelujah. That he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. How? In his kindness toward us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, we sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus now, positionally. Positionally, we are in Christ now. But one day we will be literally with him, and we'll be a joint heir with Jesus. Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 21, you read of the pearly white city. That will be the home of the church, the New Testament church, the bride of Christ. And the Bible teaches, I believe with all of my heart, soul, mind, strength, and being, that the pearly white city will be suspended between heaven and the new earth. Now, John saw it coming down, but he does not say that he saw it come to rest upon the earth. He saw it come down. And the pearly white city will illuminate all of God's new creation. And I believe that it will be suspended between heaven and earth, and we will occupy the pearly white city, and the bride of Christ will be on display throughout eternity. We'll have access to God's heaven. We'll have access to the new earth. We'll have access to all God's new creation, and that will be glory. So, thank God for the gospel of God's grace. Thank God for the gospel of God's power. Thank God for the gospel of the glory of God, the glory that we'll share throughout eternity. Father, in Jesus' name, save poor lost church members and religionists who have been members of churches, but they've never been born again. Save them through the blood, by grace, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Please don't turn off your radio quite yet. I hope that you will stay with me for the last few minutes of the program as I share with you about our gift offer for this week, Gift Offer Tea. All you need to ask for is Offer Tea if you would like to take advantage of this offer. Now, it contains three great books by several different authors, one of whom is my father, late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. And as I said, there are three books in this offer. They're all hardback books, and this offer is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $5 or more. That's right, just $5 as a donation and request Gift Offer Tea. Now, I know that many of you are going to want to order several sets of this offer to put in your church library or to give to others and share with others as gifts. Now, you may certainly do this. All you need to do is tell me how many sets of Offer Tea that you want, and please send a donation of at least $5 for each set that you order. Please send more if you can. If you can send $10, $20, or even more, the Lord will bless you for your generosity. But if you can send a donation of at least $5 and ask for Offer Tea, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Bible Messages. Now, this is by my late father, Dr. Green, 157 pages long. There are 9 wonderful messages in this book. I know that you will be blessed by and learn from each message in the book. Then we have The New Life in Christ Jesus, a wonderful book, 9 chapters by Dr. C.I. Schofield. If you study from Dr. Scofield's notes in the Scofield Reference Bible, you know how deep a thinker and how wonderful a teacher he is. The new life in Christ Jesus. Finally, we have Calvary's Cross. This is a collection of 8 messages by 8 different authors, 130 pages long, authors such as Dwight L. Moody. His sermon is The Blood. And then Dr. Spurgeon, The Blood Shed for Many, and so on. It's a great book. So to get all 3 of these books, just ask for Offer T and send your gift of at least $5. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.